join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents, and what a joy it is to come into your living room or into your home. We just praise the Lord for this opportunity to share what the Bible says about what's happening in the world. We're going to be giving you some global headlines, including a scientific first, robotic soldiers, and President Ronald Reagan's concern about Armageddon. And robot achieves scientific first. Here you see a robot achieves scientific first. Let's see this. Professor Ross King, a laboratory robot called Adam, has been hailed as the first machine in history to have discovered new scientific knowledge independently, get that word, of its human creators. Ultimately, we hope to have teams of human and robot scientists working together in laboratories.
Oh, man, what a day to be alive.
Working together.
Robots that think and work and create with the scientists.
And going on, Al-Qaeda, China, and Russia pose cyber war threat to Britain, warns Lord West. Let's take a look at what Lord West really had to say. Britain faces the threat of a cyber cold war amid fears that hackers could gain the technology to shut down the computer systems that control Britain's power stations, water companies, air traffic, government, and financial markets. My, oh my, what a statement.
And that's also true for America and all the world. They could shut everything down overnight.
Going on, cyber attack on Defense Department computers raises concerns. That's exactly what you mean there, Jack. And the U.S. creates military cyber command to defend computer networks. We have given you an awful lot here, friends, but I am going to back up by saying that God knew all about that three-letter word, war. It's in the Bible. And we see it all around us right now. And he said, you're going to see this. Will we see it until the Lord comes back, Jack?
The actual interpretation of Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 is this from the Hebrew. Wars and desolations are determined until the time of the end. And you know, this leader of the new world order is actually going to go to war with Christ. Study Psalm 2, verses 1 to 6, and Revelation 19, verse 11 to 19. The leader of the new world order gathers the kings of the earth together to make war against Christ, who sits on that white horse, because he doesn't want him to set up his kingdom, because it belongs to the leader of the new world order. And Christ is going to give us problems. But you know what? Christ sets his foot upon the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14:4, and a great war ensues. And those who fight against Christ and fight against his people, it says in verse 12 that their tongues consume away in their mouths, their flesh consumes away as they stand upon their feet. And why? Because of the neutron bomb that dissolves flesh but leaves all the buildings and war materials intact. But one other thing, Revelation 11:18, soon this is going to happen. Christ returns and he puts a stop to those who are destroying the earth and destroying one another, so much so that Isaiah 2 verse 4 and Micah 4 verse 3 says, at that time, because of what Christ has done, they beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into their pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation anymore, neither shall they learn war anymore. Praise the Lord. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, so we can have peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Well, a couple of things that are brand new to me, I don't know about you, but that is how this robot can think by itself. A scientific first. And then, of course, the cyber war that could knock out everything electronic. Well, robotic and cyber wars. Jack, can you fill us in on that as far as the Bible is concerned?
You remember Stephen Hawking, the great British physicist? He says there's a time coming when computers will have life. And now it's not only computers, but it's robots and cyborgs. In fact, they say that robots are now being manufactured as military men, soldiers. And they're afraid, though, because they're gaining an intelligence that they'll not know who to kill. Right now, they're trained to kill the enemy, but they might turn on their own in the near future. So they say, do we put on them shutoff buttons? Now, that's only one thing. Not only that, but these robots are being created as sexual partners. I'll tell you, this world is really in a mess. And now we find that they have robots that are vegetarians. They'll live permanently, and as they move along, they will eat the grass, vegetation, furniture, wood, anything that keeps the combustion fires going in their systems. And the cyborgs are the same. They also may soon be able to outsmart their creators. And as Stephen Hawking said, they also are full of life. What a weird time, as knowledge is growing by leaps and bounds, and another sign that Christ is coming, Daniel 12, verse 4. But let me tell you about these cyborgs and cyber warfare, and they're afraid that Russia, China, and North Korea have the potential to wipe out everything in the United States of America from coast to coast. There'll be no more electricity, and it's going to bring mass devastation. Or Iran could do it with that bomb up in space 300 miles in the air and cause an electric magnetic pulse. It's a terrible time to be alive in many cases, unless you're saved and you know that Jesus is coming soon. The Bible says that it's going to be a horrendous time in history. Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 25, nations will be in distress, perplexity, no way out. And we're at that moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you so much, Jack. You know, men, I know that you will agree, are searching for a way to establish peace around the world. Well, here's one conflict. Obama promises the Arabs Jerusalem will be theirs. Let's go ahead. Israel defies U.S. on project in Jerusalem. They are standing up against the United States and saying, no, that's not going to work. How about it, Jack?
Stick with it, Netanyahu. You deserve, and the Jewish people deserve, Jerusalem, because this book says it 920 times, as I said last week, that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews and to the Christians. 1 Chronicles 21:1 says that Satan stood against Israel. It's always been that way, and it's that way right now. Listen to me. The Lord Jesus is coming back, and it's at a time when Jerusalem is really in trouble, when it's a stumbling block and a cup of trembling, Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. And it's going to be made worse when he gives Jerusalem to the Arabs, to the Muslims, because that's what starts World War III, when they divide the holy city, Joel 3, verse 2. Now, how can I prove that this belongs to us? Because when my Jesus comes, he sets his foot on the Mount of Olives just in front of Jerusalem in the east, Zechariah 14, 4. And the Bible says that he comes as the King of kings and Lord of lords to rule over Jerusalem, Revelation 19, 16. Now, let's prove that. The Redeemer shall come to Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 57, verse 20. He says, sing and rejoice, O daughters of Jerusalem, for lo, I'll come and dwell in the midst of you. And in Luke 1, verses 32 and 33, the angel Gabriel said to Mary, your son's going to sit on David's throne in Jerusalem, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob, of the house of Israel, forever and forever. And of his kingdom there'll never be an end in Jerusalem. And that's why Jerusalem will be called the city of the great king. I'm sorry when our president goes against the word of God, and we're going to pay for it as a nation.
All right, one thing that Jack has pointed out time and again, all these things, all these global headlines point to the greatest event in history next to the first coming of the Lord. It's the second coming of the Lord. He's coming very, very soon. We need to be ready. How does that apply to you? Maybe you're on drugs. Maybe you're on alcohol. You can't get out of it. The Lord will help you if you open your heart to Him. Jack, show us, oh, how to be ready for that great event.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Simple, isn't it? Look at me and call in. Lord Jesus. Look at me. Say it. Thank you for Calvary's cross. Thank you for your sacrifice and the shedding of your holy blood on that cross. And you did it for me. Imagine, you loved me. in all the people of the world. And today, Jesus, I'm going to trust in the merits of your sacrifice and trust in your shed blood to cleanse me and save me. Come into my heart now. I pray this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Did you pray that prayer? Please write to me if you did. There's my address on the screen right there, and I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord will walk with you every step of the way until He comes. Oh, we need to be living for the Lord, don't we? We need to certainly be living for the Lord. Live what you talk about. Actions speak louder than bumper stickers. That's for sure. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we, so very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.